This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep's on assignment. I'm Renee Montaigne. When Republican presidential nominee John McCain and running mate Sarah Palin landed in Albuquerque a couple of nights ago, Palin posed for more airport pictures and signed more autographs than McCain did. The governor of Alaska has become an instant celebrity and the big crowd pleaser on the GOP ticket, and McCain couldn't be happier. The two will campaign together this week in Missouri, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain is now in the happy position of a Hollywood producer who's discovered a supporting performer capable of stealing the show.
I could not ask for a greater partner than the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Like any smart producer, McCain and his advisors are quickly writing new scenes for Palin. Instead of splitting up over the weekend as planned, the two candidates will now share the spotlight in three more battleground states.
Because the response to her has been overwhelming. It's been incredible. She's ignited America.
Palin certainly ignited the crowds over the weekend. In Colorado Springs, thousands of people filled an airplane hangar with the kind of zealous enthusiasm that President Bush inspired once upon a time. Carmen Swank says she was thrilled when Palin joined the Republican ticket.
I got really excited. For the first time, I was extremely excited about this race. I liked John McCain. I was already leaning towards him, but she sealed it for me.
Like the Alaska governor, Swank is a mother of five herself.
She's very relatable. It makes her very human for those of us who are stay-home moms. I have a college education, but I've chosen to stay home with my kids, but I respect her so much. And I also love what she's accomplished in Alaska. I love that she takes the punches and comes back punching again.
Linda Lalonde, who lives in Pueblo, Colorado, had watched Palin on television during the GOP convention. She was so impressed, she got up at 5 a.m. to be one of the first in line to see her in person.
I loved her statement when she said she was a pit bull with lipstick. I thought that was wonderful.
Palin has already shown she can deliver a biting attack on the Democrats without losing her smile. One of the hand-painted signs at the Colorado Springs rally said, "Read her lipstick."
Our opponents have been going on lately about how they always, quote, fight for you. But since Senator McCain, he's not going to say this on his own behalf. He's got to let me say this. He won't. There is only one man in this election who has ever really fought for you, and that man is John McCain.
To be sure, Colorado Springs is friendly Republican territory, home to Christian conservatives and the Air Force Academy. While Palin can fire up the base here, it's not clear she can attract independent voters, and she hasn't yet been tested to answer questions without a script. Still, the self-described hockey mom does give the Republican Party a colorful story to tell, and Palin's account of budget cutting in Alaska has more kitchen table resonance than it would coming from a multimillionaire like McCain.
I love to drive myself to work, and you might have heard we did lay off the governor's personal chef, though I do admit with that one, my kids aren't starving, but they sure do miss her.
It's a message aimed at any woman who's juggled work and family life, like Sherry Shanahan of Denver, whose campaign button said, "Go, girl."
I'm a professional woman. I don't have five children, but I have two children. I've battled the man's world, and I think she's doing a great job.
Shanahan can even identify with Palin's hairstyle, although she says her own up-top do is not a carbon copy.
Now, I was wearing my hair like this before I saw her.
Still, Palin's now attracting the same kind of celebrity buzz that the McCain campaign mocked in Barack Obama. She's on the cover of gossip magazines. USA Today reports a run on her style of eyeglasses, and she's helping McCain draw much bigger and more passionate crowds than he did on his own. Suddenly, for the McCain camp, being a celebrity is not all bad. Scott Horsley, NPR News.